Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Well.
Hey.
Guess who's back?
The dead has arisen.
Yes. Alive and well. Doing very good.
How you doing? Introduce yourself, youngster.
My name is Miss Vaughn, and I am back. Live and ready.
And better than ever.
Better than ever. Yeah. And I miss you guys.
And a little older.
Just a year
just
older.
Just wiser.
Hey, DJ.
Looking what a year wiser? Younger.
Lord.
What about wiser?
Of course. Oh, yeah. By the day.
Look how I'm looking at him.
I strive for that. What is he
What's
doing?
What's wrong?
Just what? He pulled up his finger up at you.
He put his middle finger up.
So, the engineer slash my bestie, my boy bestie, he over there letting the music run because he taking him a watermelon break.
But you know what? I didn't realize the music was still playing because I was into
I heard yes,
the
I
conversation.
Heard, right. And then gonna stick ADHD his middle finger up at me is, like yeah. he right.
ADHD heard it.
Back at you.
Oh, well, Lord, we not doing that.
I promise you, we start out with good intentions.
Cowboys and
always.
Just and stay
then
on
somebody
the road.
Always.
To stay on the road. To get to
detour.
Our finish point. But we detour always.
To some nonsense.
Who?
Nonsense.
Because ain't nobody was paying attention to the music
Straight
but you.
Sense.
The listeners would have heard it.
Yeah, but eventually it would have went down.
You know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm going to just fucking be quiet.
But I just want to let the interwebs know that we do. We try
they
to
know,
start off.
They know you got ADD too, and you in denial.
No, I ain't in denial.
Vaughn.
I know I have a touch. Just a slight touch.
Really?
Just a slight touch.
A slight? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a multitasker.
Cause she's old today.
I saw it says Geminis are great multitaskers. They forget. They
ghost.
No, I don't ghost.
Vaughn.
I don't ghost.
Vaughn.
It's like, you know, I can ignore. I can forget. And it's something else all at the same time.
What is ghosting, everyone? Forgetting and ignoring. Can you not? We've had
no,
this discussion
No, ghosting
before.
Is when you disappear.
From that particular person or situation, correct?
But that's ghosting mean that you're no longer available. I'm still here in the physical. You still see me, so that's not ghosting. That's just ignoring.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me look up ghosting. Because, nigga.
You got to go to the Urban Dictionary for that now.
Fuck that Urban Dictionary shit.
What, ghosting?
Yeah. Who wrote the Urban Dictionary?
Us.
The Urban.
Probably a white person.
Us.
I ain't going to lie. You know they swear.
It says we can listen, ignore, and forget all at the same time.
What would you call that? Listen, ignore, and forget at the same time. Have you really
not paying attention? That's what it is. In your own little world.
I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe because I'm so deep and I internalize and overthink a lot of things.
I'm an overthinker.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
How you gonna be an overthinker yet forget
in certain situations?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, it has to be something that means something to you or you're passionate about.
Correct.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not an overthinker on just everyday, you know.
Well, I'm not an overthinker on an everyday, you know, minuscule situations. But, you know, just the way maybe somebody said hello.
Well, I'm very indecisive. So that's when my overthinking come in.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay.
Okay, see. I'm very decisive.
Yeah. I'm very indecisive. I don't like making decisions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Why? You know what that means. People who don't like making decisions don't like commitment.
Oh, I'm very committed.
I read that.
That's really? Not true.
People who are bad, it said, studies show that people who avoid making decisions or don't like making decisions have an issue with commitment because it seems so final to them. And they don't want to be in the space where they've made the decision and then something go wrong. And then they're like, oh, shit. See, this is why I didn't want to make this decision, or this is why I was on the fence with making this decision, because I knew some shit could possibly happen.
But
shit
could not optimistic. Pessimistic. Ooh. I'm not a pessimistic person to think
you're not.
That way. I just don't like making decisions.
But why?
I'm indecisive.
Because I like, you know, I feel like I just sit back and enjoy the
ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta.
I put input, but I don't like to make the decision.
So if we say we're going on a vacation, and a decision has to be made, and
I go with the majority.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not gonna research it, and
of course, I mean, see of what course,
I will research.
Yeah. Of course that, but okay. You know, at the end of the day, if it's a group of people and we're trying to decide, I'll go with the majority.
Okay. I got you.
Because I am flexible to anything, just about. I can convert myself to pretty much enjoy wherever
you can,
I am.
Yeah, you can, and I will say that about you. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's not anything to do with being a leader type. It's just dependent on who I'm with. I don't like making decisions, especially when it comes to eating, when it comes to going out, like, you know, day trips or whatever. Unless it's something I want to do, then I put that out there. But if it's like, oh, what you want to do? It don't matter.
Oh, okay. Because you're going to have a good time anyway.
Right.
That's kind of how I am with restaurants. Like when people say, well, let's go get something to eat. And I'm like, as long as there is some fish, salmon, or shrimp there, I'm cool. But like somebody inviting me to Cowboys, that shit ain't gonna work for me.
Talking about Cowboys Brazilian. Yeah. All the meat, yeah.
I don't naturally gravitate indulge towards to a beef. Steakhouse.
Yes.
Because I don't eat that.
Right.
So, you know, me being a pescatarian, I try not to be, you know, too picky, but there's always some seafood somewhere. There's always a salad.
Yeah.
So
at least a salad.
Yeah. So I just think, yeah. But when it comes to stuff like that. So I guess we're all picky about
something.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Something. I'm trying to think, what am I picky about? Like you know what's crazy about me? With my ADD ass.
What?
I have certain things that are super messy. Like my office is messy. And this is crazy. The rest of my house is clean. My office is messy. Where I work, I have a salon in my house. My salon is messy. My office is messy. Everything else is meticulous in my house. Meticulously clean. I don't know why my workspaces are always so fucking disorganized. But hell, in the mind of an ADD-er, I do have shit all over the place. Even on my desk in my office, it's a little neater and put together because that's my office. And I don't want nobody walking in my shit like, what's going on in here? But it's a lot going on in that motherfucker. But those are my spaces that I think. But if I go in somebody else's house or their workspace or wherever and it's just shit everywhere, it overwhelms me. I'm like, oh, God.
But walking into your own is like,
yeah.
Because you know where everything
right.
is.
You're organized.
You know,
that's your
organized chaos.
Organized.
That's what it is.
But going in somebody else's mess it's a lot. And I just be like, oh no, I got to leave.
This is why I don't like packing and I don't like getting ready for events because my bedroom is the messiest. I have clothes everywhere, makeup everywhere, and then I leave it. Because I don't have time to clean it up. I'm rushing and trying to, you know,
leave. So you'll go out of town with your room messy?
No. Well, my bed is always made up. Uh-huh. I make it's my just, bed up every shit every.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't make my bed up.
Yeah, every time I get out, I make the bed up.
We've talked about this before.
I know. And I still but, don't.
When I'm packing, like, I have so much. It's like everything's on top of my bed. Now, when I come back home, it's my bedroom that needs to be straightened back up. Because before I left, I was throwing out whatever, trying to figure out what am I piecing. And then it's because I'm last minute. Had I prepared myself knowing what I'm going to pack.
But why do we do that? Why do we always pack at the last minute?
Procrastination. I'm a big procrastinator.
Huge.
Well, we've said you don't like to. But did we say we don't? You don't like to make decisions?
Well, so I don't think that has.
I think procrastination falls into decision making.
No,
you don't think so?
I can see
putting shit off, making a decision. It's the same thing.
Okay, isn't it like that?
It's in the same little family. They're cousins.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't never thought about it like that. But yeah, I'm a huge procrastinator. I wait till the last minute to do everything. Get to work.
I do my best work cramming, though.
But you know, that's
and
not
they
good.
Said that's
schoolwork.
Why, and they say that's why we'll wait till the last minute, because it, and then as soon as we get to that window, they say because we pull it off, mm-hmm. that's why we continue to do that. But I don't like doing that.
It's not that I want to.
Right.
I think life stuff
just happens.
Yeah. Like, I want to do better, though.
I'm trying to do better. Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay, I know this week I need to start packing. And go, you know.
See, I need a makeup room. I need a dress.
You do not need no fucking makeup room.
A dressing room.
You know.
That's strictly for that. Like,
you, but you have
getting
the space
dressed,
in your
makeup,
house to do that.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do, and that's what I'm going to design one of my rooms as my dressing room.
And you can get one of those little makeup thingies with the lights
vanity.
On it and put all your stuff in the drawer and organize it in your, like, I have a closet room. I took a whole bedroom and I put closet
organizers
rods
and stuff
all over it. Mm-hmm. And, Lord Jesus, this still ain't enough room because I still got 2 walk-in closets at my mama's house. So, and when you know this about yourself, this
it's
is
okay.
why you start just praying and asking for God to make the changes within you. I have a shopping problem. And I don't even wear all the clothes and shoes that I have bought. Mm-hmm. So now I'm selling a bunch of shoes and clothes on Poshmark. Things that I have not worn. You know, I'll wear something one time and be like, yeah, I'm over that. Mm-hmm. But how conducive is that? I'm about the white t-shirt and jeans this shit. Like, I'm literally,
right,
like, I literally, yeah.
I'm
like,
serious.
I have my own little style about me. I wear sneakers to work. I have lots of sneakers. So that's where I'm fashionable. I work 5 days a week. My scrubs and my sneakers should be my prime outfits, right? And, you know, you do an outfit or so here or there. I have t-shirts with everything on them, every color under the sun. I got heels. I got jeans. That's going to be my fucking wardrobe, period. Because I know I can alternate those shirts and jeans or those shirts and shorts or whatever with a sneaker or a heel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'm just going to kind of designate things at. And like dresses, I'm just going to kind of have them in their own little space because I really don't wear them.
Okay.
Yeah, or, you know, my jumpsuits and shit like that. I just got to stop buying that shit because it's not getting worn.
Yeah.
We just got to,
I think that's a woman's problem.
Yeah. We got to consolidate.
I think women across the world share that same sentiment. We buy too much. And half the stuff, we just like it on the shelf. And we buy it because it looks nice. And we have the intentions of wearing it. And just never wear it.
Yeah.
Or we gonna lose the weight to get into it.
Well, it's impulsive. So, hold on. So, I feel like a lot of times women shop impulsively. And then they also shop to people please and to show off.
Oh, that ain't me.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily have to be you.
I was just saying.
But can you see women who actually buy something? Think about when you go buy a dress for what's the AKA party we go to?
The Pink Ice.
Pink Ice. Mm-hmm. What is the first thought in a woman's mind when she buys her dress for Pink Ice?
I don't want to look like anybody else.
Thank you. Or, I'm going to knock them dead with this one. Mm-hmm.
My first thought is, I just hope nobody will buy the same thing I get.
But why?
Because I don't want to be original. And it's hard to be original when everybody shop the same place.
True.
But it looks different on everyone. Just for example, at the event the red dress event, mm-hmm. I think I saw 5 or 6 other people
with your dress
with my dress on. It came in 2 looks. It came with short sleeve and long sleeve.
But who wore it best?
Everybody wore it differently. I will say that it looks different on everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will say that. Your sister-in-law had on the short sleeve dress.
Oh, okay.
And I had on the long
y'all
one.
Had the same
we had
dress
the exact
on.
Same dress on. Yeah, the exact same dress. I said, "Oh, look at you!" I said, "I know where you got that from." But you know, yeah. So, want to be different or unique, and then it is. I want to show off either my body in this, mm-hmm. or I want to make a statement to someone. You know,
well, what do you think, Sue? About?
I think we do. I think, you know, I mean, I think we subconsciously dress to impress others. Now, who are the others? Is it other women or is it other men? Who are we trying to impress? Who are we trying to impress? Men or women?
I don't. And see, this is a self thing. I don't try to impress anybody.
Hey, DJ.
You just.
But
you
this
know what
segues
I'm
into think, our. Yeah.
But no,
our...
this is what I'm saying. Because sometimes, I mean, who do we look good for? Like, I feel like I want to just look good for myself. Right. I just want to look good to, you know, I just want to flatter my body. I just want to flatter, you know, I just want to, when I walk in, I do want people to just kind of look and say, okay, oh, she looked nice tonight or something like that. But I think subconsciously, though, even though we say we don't do it, I think sometimes it you do want the look or you want somebody to say, oh, look at Vaughn. Vaughn's looking great. You know, what do you think, Yosh?
I think let's talk about our clip for the day. And then
that does segue into what we just
I'll get back into my thought.
Okay. Beautiful bean footage.
Here they go. Nigga gonna fuck you if you got a Michael Kors bag or if you got a Birkin. A nigga's gonna fuck you if you in a Honda or if you in a Bentley. Those are not things being put forth by men as requirements. That's y'all competing with each other.
I don't think you're being honest. Men are attracted to a woman that's
niggas are fuck that. Why them girls not white? All of these girls that they look for on TV. None of them ever got a fucking ring. Everybody trying to emulate and who everybody trying to be, none of them got a stable household. None of them got families with kids and a man, and they out in Dubai as a couple. These same chicks that everybody trying to be in Dubai by their motherfucking self with the sheiks get pissing on them for 25 grand.
True story.
Sheiks is making them fuck their kids for 50 grand. You don't see none of those girls with a man and a house. None of them same girls that we all want to be have that lifestyle. So y'all trying to find and emulate some shit that ain't even successful. Men not making no girl get no BBL.
Ever.
Chick is making themselves get a BBL to compete with what they think niggas like because of clicks on social media. This girl got 77,000 likes on social media. This skinny chick over here with a decent body got 7 likes. She happier than a motherfucker.
But do you think they do it because of the things they want? Gucci.
They insecure. Insecurities are the biggest driving factor.
So do they shop and put on for the city and I guess, you know, go into the extent of surgeries and transforming themselves to, you know, appease the masses or for themselves?
A man once told me that men do not look for the things that women think that they're looking for, the body, the hair.
The makeup.
He said women are in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. They think they're doing it because they want to look good for the man, but they're doing it to outdo the next woman. And he said, we don't care about how big your butt is, how big your boobs are. He said to some men, that is their thing, big boobs, butt, eyes, hair, whatever. But he said, most men will take a woman as is. So the other question was, well, why do men, gouge and lust after these women like that? So you got the average woman, but then you are lusting after the fake butt, the fake boobs. And is it like a fantasy type thing mm-hmm. over here? But this is, this is reality.
Yeah, they know they'll never
and
have
so
that.
When the woman that you're with decides to get the altered booty and the breast implants or the cinched in waist, you don't want her anymore.
He still ain't look, but
he don't want her anymore.
Or is it that he knows that other men will start looking
That's what it is.
At her.
That's what it is.
And lusting after
he
her.
Said, but women do that for a competition amongst women.
But you just said it. Like, literally, you could transform your body to look like this woman that this man is looking at, jacking off on, whatever. And the minute you start looking like her, he's going to go find somebody else that he likes to look at, and he got you in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You in the house.
Because he don't want
He don't want him. You. At the end of the day, if he wasn't attracted to you before that, he's not going to be attracted to you after you do everything that you do to look like what he's wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in essence, he don't want you. You're there. He's already accomplished. He's conquered you. He can have you in every capacity he wants to have you. You are readily available to him. He can't have her.
He would never be serious with that.
Right. This is a conquest.
Right. He'll never be serious with the fantasy. It'll never be serious because he know that he will be in competition with a lot of men for that fantasy.
So let me unpack what he said as well. He said, now, normally these young ladies aren't the ones that's being wifed. And he's talking about the young ladies who go to Dubai and have the sheiks, perform all these sexual fantasies mm-hmm. and fetishes for, currency, mm-hmm. a lot of money. So is that true though? Because I do see some women who have the mommy makeovers and the body, and they got the husband and the family. So is that true?
What's the percentage though? Like, I really don't know. Like, what is the statistics and the ones that have the family do the mommy makeovers versus.
So I think those are the women who are just trying to, kind of shine on the other women
to say, I
have it all. You want to look like the whole complete package.
So are those women, are they doing it for other women or are they doing it for,
I think a little,
to seek attention from the men?
I don't, but they have the husband.
I think a little both. I think maybe the woman that has the husband, let's just say, she done had a couple, two kids and breasts maybe sagging a little bit. Mm-hmm. Your body is not the same. We know mm-hmm. over time, women and men, our body changes with age. And then you have a nice, fresh, young, supple breast woman. And your husband might catch him kind of looking, but not mm-hmm. staring. And in her mind, she said, he must like that. Cause his head unturned like a swivel a couple of times. Let me do something. Maybe she's could be inspired mm-hmm. by this woman saying, I need to do something to myself. Or it could be, let me get my game on point because I don't want my husband to veer to the left.
Have you all noticed a trend where you do not see so many BBLs anymore, that maybe some of the famous women now, I guess you can get whatever you can, the silicone, whatever, removed from your breasts and mm-hmm. from your hips and stuff. Have you noticed that going on right now?
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I don't see it as big as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, yeah, there more women are becoming they want the more natural mm-hmm. body versus the slim altered, mm-hmm. you know. So because that stuff is no good for you.
As a nurse who has had patients to have these surgeries, it is very taxing on your body. Just the recovery of it is worse than having a baby, having a actual like traumatic automobile accident and recovering from that. Like, I just asked them, like, do you feel like what you're going through is worth all the pain that you're in and everything that you have up against you? Like, there are literally ladies I've taken care of. They are not the same person they were before this surgery. And a lot of them, because I do talk to them, I mean, I'm there with them for a whole 3 to 5 days after they were recovering. And they're like, well, I did this because a lot of them were dancers. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the dancer girls decided that this is what they wanted to do to make more money in the club.
Okay.
If that's what you're going to do.
It was for self.
Right.
Okay.
So, but not necessarily. They weren't doing it because that's what they wanted. They were doing that was because that's what made the money.
Okay.
This is what the men wanted to see. So even with the mothers that I had, you know, it was, you know, I never wore bikinis. I want to take my kids to the beach and be able to wear a bikini. Or I want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it didn't make sense enough to me to go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand the whole thing. And I am a woman who has had plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't go to the extent of putting my fat into my butt or, you know, but I have had, you know, my breasts. I actually had to have surgery to take, you know, weight off my breasts. I had reductions. Mm-hmm. So, and I've had my flanks contoured, which is basically like liposuction. I never did the tummy tuck because I just didn't want to go that deep into it. I did like more superficial stuff that was a needed thing because, and now the flanks being contoured, I did that because I was bad built. I mean, let's call that shit what it was. I mean, and not even to say bad built. I just felt like I knew where I wanted to contour to make myself more shapely.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I took fat from certain areas like bra fat, flank fat, and like right above my lower back to kind of contour my butt. Could have gone the right route to make my butt bigger. Sure. I didn't do that because guess what? I've been pulling them this whole lifetime with this motherfucking shoebox mm-hmm. and we gonna roll out of here on this motherfucking shoebox.
I don't want complaints, right?
Never ever. They slide right up on in there.
And that's the thing about it. Men like what they like.
Right. Mm-hmm. So and I never did anything drastic or dramatic to where somebody could say, God damn, well, what did you do to yourself?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta love you.
Right.
And I love me. I think I am so beautiful. So when I put my pictures online and do stuff and I put my little motivational whatever's next mm-hmm. to it or my, you know, whatever I do, that's for me. That ain't for no nigga.
You know, just like that clip says, no matter, you can roll up, I can't remember the vehicles, but I'm going to say, you can roll up in a top line Mercedes, you can roll up in a Pinto. Mm-hmm. He gonna
fuck.
Both.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what he was saying. You have Mike Kors bag, you have a Birkin
bag.
Still.
And but see, the chick with the higher level accessory, she's going to be like, what you doing with that? Or what you doing with her? You know what? What's separating y'all?
Right.
In his eyes, you both the same.
You got a Michael Kors bag with $5 in?
Because when the lights go out,
the coochie all the same.
Everybody look the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same.
Everybody look the same.
And just because you claim, look at my quotations, top tier, because you got all this shit, would that make your coochie better? I mean, I know broke ghetto hoes that got 10 out of 10 coochie. And that's where he gonna leave the top tier bitch and go to the hood and fuck Quishana.
This is why women do not need to be in competition with one another because you don't know how the other person's getting it, how they live. You don't know.
Yeah.
You please yourself.
Right.
You walk out and you have confidence in yourself. You cannot put your pleasures into appeasing the next woman or man or anyone.
What somebody else wants or what society thinks beautiful is.
And then when you go to the drastic measures of having surgery that almost kills you to have the look, or you got to go over to wherever and go get shitted on and peed on because, as much as I love money, I will never, ever, and I can say that. You know how people love to say, don't say what you never will do.
Yeah.
I will never let a man use the bathroom on me for the sake of
$10,000.
He said 25.
Oh, 25,000.
And trust me, baby, if that's your fetish and that's what you into and you feel like it's worth it, I'm not judging you.
Right.
That's your life.
Right, right, right.
And I ain't going to feel no kind of way about you because that's what you want to do. But I know for me and my body, this temple of mine, you will not defile it. No, you will not.
In or out.
In or out. I don't allow that inside of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like even, and I feel like, I say, life is a journey and you always on this journey of learning and discovering yourself and becoming more mature and intentional about shit. But
right.
I don't even think as a 23-year-old, I could have allowed something like that because it's just some shit that you ain't gonna do.
Right.
It's gonna be some things that a man gonna maybe have in his mind that he wanna do. And I'm like, dog, I ain't with it.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. And it's okay.
Right.
You have boundaries.
But you have those women who, for the sake of satisfying this man, they're going to step outside of themselves and what they believe and do it.
My thing is, you should never do that. Never sacrifice whatever for somebody else in that point where you know that you don't participate or indulge into things like that.
But Vaughn, I've had a patient who didn't want to have the surgery and she did it because that's what her husband wanted.
No.
And this young lady was a nurse. You know better.
No.
You know better. So why?
Then he didn't respect her boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it ain't that he didn't respect her boundaries. She didn't respect her boundaries enough to say, I will not do this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true, too. If it was a discussion and she told him what it is and he kept forcing it and then she gave in, I think both of them just made for each other.
Yeah, I just,
you know,
I'm just on this.
I could not.
We too old. Do what feels good to you.
Now, right. If I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story.
Right.
Yeah. But if I don't want to do it, it's not going to happen. And if you're going to leave me for that, then you weren't the person for me.
Right.
You're not my person at all.
Yeah. I just.
Because you're not going to force, especially at this age. I'm not a child. I know I say I'm indecisive, but certain things I am very decisive on.
Yeah.
And as a child.
You know what you know.
When you don't know that you have the ability to speak up for yourself, and when I say child, I'm talking about immature person,
mm-hmm.
adolescence, right. young, mm-hmm. don't really have the guidance or the know it to speak up.
Right.
But when you're grown.
We got adults with child minds.
When you grown and children's you minds. Know what you want and what you don't want,
but everybody
ain't nobody going to convince
everybody
me to
who's
do nothing.
An adult is not always on the maturity level of an adult.
That is true.
So, we expect them to be.
Right.
But they may not be, and that could be life situations or whatever. But I mean I think that's a sad thing.
It is very unfortunate.
I think it's so hit or miss on this subject because nobody's ever going to be forthcomingly honest about why they might be doing something, why they're dressed this way, why they do what they do. Me personally, I don't have, my husband has bought me name brand bags before,
mm-hmm.
you know, $1,500,
$2,000,
$2,500 bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been my thing.
Right.
I don't have to have them
mm-hmm.
because I would rather have the money to do the things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love to travel. Travel is something, we all got something that we gonna trick off on.
Mm-hmm. And period. That's yours, travel.
Yeah, travel is mine because I want to see the world.
Right, right. I
every continent.
I'm with you on that one.
I think we all,
yeah.
So I think that's our goal
if I have the opportunity in front of me to buy a $2,500 bag or to go on a $2,500 trip, I'm going to pick the trip every time.
Every time.
Because
every single time.
When I die and leave this earth,
I can't take none of
I can't do with nothing with this bag, but I have the experience of that mm-hmm. travel.
It was Meech from the BMF, and this was his words. When he knew that he was going down, he spent money on memories. He spent money making memories mm-hmm. because he said, I'm going to travel good. I'm going to eat good because
right.
when I get behind bars, when I get behind the cell,
that's all I have.
That's
to keep
all
me alive.
I have. Yep. It's not going to. I could have, would have, should have.
Right.
So take that trip.
Mm-hmm.
Take that vacation. Yep. Take that PTO.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you don't have it,
because it's going to come to a point in time in life where life will sit you down for whatever reason.
Forever.
And then you can say, oh, I remember when.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Instead of, I wish I could have.
Right.
I even sat down the other day and I was like, now, do I want to go get this $100 massage or do I want to spend $100 on fine dining?
Go get that
massage all day.
Get
I
that
can
massage.
Eat me you a
can,
goddamn peanut butter and jelly
go
sandwich.
Go home and cook a fine dining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
but you can't rub your own back.
Mm-mm.
No, hell no. What was you about to say?
Don't feel the same.
I can't remember. My mind, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Just like
I'm sorry.
That. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
But I think I'm with you. Like, hey, I love clothes. Everything has said, everybody said everything that I love. I love clothes. But I love a bargain. However, I think as you get older and mature, I think you want to experience things
mm-hmm.
and you want to explore. And so that's when you do, I guess you have the tip of the scale to say, okay, do I want to spend the like you said, $2,500 or the $100 on this, or do I want to spend it on things that I may like when I walk out the door with it, but I want memories now. Mm-hmm. I want to see things, you know, you just want to do. I think it's just all about preference. Mm-hmm. Why did I undergo surgeries that I did? Because I wanted to feel better. And guess what? I wanted to live.
Mm.
So I knew that me being morbidly obese was not, I knew that maybe my lifespan would be cut short. I mean, who knows? I could be gone tomorrow. I don't know. However, I knew that if I could better myself, and it's no secret that I've been on a journey of trying to lose weight, trying to stay healthy, trying to stay fit. So I think with me, it was a preference of being more healthy and just wanting to look better. I didn't want to be down to a size 4 or 0, but I just wanted to get down to a weight where I know I can manage and I know that my weight fluctuates. I just want to live.
Right.
I just wanted to be able to walk and not go 20 steps and say, oh my God, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to sleep better. I've always snored, so it don't matter. I just wanted to sleep better. You know, I just wanted to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel better.
But it wasn't
better. It
wasn't in no competition with anyone else.
No. Uh-uh.
It was me
not
looking in the mirror
a man.
And seeing myself and saying,
Because I mean, truth be told, I had a lot of men in my inbox when I was, you know, when I was morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. I got men in my inbox now. It doesn't, you know, I think all that part doesn't matter. And to be in competition with somebody else, like I've just, I've, and you all have heard it, you all been with us almost like 3 to 4 years now. Like, you know, I was always insecure. I had, you know, I dealt with low self-esteem. That's why part of it, why I'm in the field that I'm in, is to help young ladies build their self-esteem, because I just felt like I needed somebody else outside my family to help do that. So I think, you know, with me, it's just never been about a competition. You know, you just got to find what you like, what you prefer, what makes you beautiful, what makes you feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's beautiful is different.
Amen.
It really is.
So we gonna go ahead on and wrap up the show.
We wrapping up already. I thought we just started.
Did we just start? This is a short one.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Very Necessary Podcast. You can catch us on all streaming platforms. You can never miss an episode on our website. It is the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. com, and hit us up on social media. Let us know how we're doing. Send us an also very necessary letter to our email at theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com.
It's time for me.
It is time for you.
Already? Okay. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.